Chapter 4. With the rise of the empowered buyer, it is no wonder that the three largest software companies, Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP, have embraced insight selling. But these companies have also learned that there is a gap between theory and the practical application, because insight selling is more than just using data, facts, and brilliance to shock and awe buyers about the error of their ways. These companies have discovered that how their sales force delivers insight will determine if they are perceived as provocative or arrogant, and more importantly, if their insight is successful at reframing the buying vision. We believe that the best way to deliver insight is to wrap the insight inside an insight scenario, a unique form of business storytelling. It would appear that the top software companies agree, as SAP and Microsoft, for instance, have hired chief storytellers. Before we look into how SAP and Oracle are using stories to deliver insights, let us first do a thought experiment so that you can discover for yourself which is more likely to inspire you to act, an insight delivered by facts and figures or an insight scenario. 1. Insight scenario. Imagine you are the VP of sales for Software USA. After an overnight flight, you are walking over the Waterloo Bridge in London on a sunny April morning. You're on your way to the biggest interview of your life, to run your European operations. After investing over $1,000 on a new wardrobe for this very important interview, you sidestep a puddle to avoid getting your new shoes wet. Just then, out of the corner of your eye, you see a small girl fall off the bridge into the frigid water below. As she cries for help, without thinking, you jump in to rescue her. As you emerge from the river, you notice that your suit and shoes are ruined. But that's quickly forgotten when you look down into the frightened girl's eyes and realize that she is just about the same age as your daughter. 2. Facts and figures scenario. The next day after a successful but wet interview, you are flipping through The Economist magazine in the hotel bar. As you finish your drink, you notice an advertisement for relief victims of the Indonesian tsunami. For a fraction of the cost of your ruined wardrobe, you are informed how your contribution could save hundreds of people. There are plenty of facts and figures about airlifts of medicine, medical supplies, and water purification. But the facts do not grab you, and you are quickly flooded with too much information. You disengage, look at your watch, and decide it is time to leave for the airport. Concrete stories trump abstract facts. If you are like most people, one personalized story about a girl on a bridge has infinitely more impact than the impersonalized generalization in The Economist, even if the impact of the generalization is 100 times greater. Studies have shown that charities sending out donation letters, for example, pull twice the donations when the letter is about one person as opposed to the presentation of facts and figures about many. SAP story. When the world's largest business software company, for example, hires a chief storyteller, it is news because this is an industry first. And when the decision was made by SAP's CEO, Bill McDermott, it became a great story. Why, for instance, did Bill feel that the role of chief storyteller was so important that he personally recruited Julie Rome 18 months ago for the role? Why did he hire a B2C candidate for a B2B role? Given all of Bill's experience, Sales Xerox, President Gartner, Exec VP of Worldwide Sales and Operations Siebel, and CEO SAP, what insights can we gain from his decision? Bill wanted Julie and her team of 90 employees to be the proof point for SAP's work. For the proof to stick, Bill felt that he needed someone from B2C who was able to wrap SAP's facts up in motion to form a story. Because even if a salesperson persuades a customer how great an offering is with facts, Bill knew that buyers are not inspired to act on reason alone. To buy, the customer must not only think an offering is right, but more important, the customer must feel that it is right. Rated as one of the 100 leading women in the North American auto industry by Automotive News, Julie was the perfect fit, because cars are primarily an emotional sale. So what happens if you do not wrap up your facts in emotion to form a story? Well, if your salespeople do not introduce the main buying themes with a quick 2-minute story, will they not sound as if they are reading straight from a product manual? Without a story to give your product context, how can your customers arrive at a buying decision, or even care? If your salespeople are merely claiming that your product can improve results by 20%, do they not sound like every other software vendor? Will the prospect not discount those claims by 90%? On the other hand, what would happen if they instead shared a story about a similar customer? A story that highlighted in detail the limitations of the similar customer's current system. Would the prospect not suddenly see how the prospect's system could potentially be improved? Would prospects then be more willing to hear about your solution, because your salesperson first sold the problem? Would you not agree that you've got to open the gap before you can close it? Ask yourself whether, if your salespeople shared just one story per meeting and did everything else the same, would customers relate more to what your salespeople are selling? Would you sell more? Oracle story. John Burke, Group Vice President, Oracle Corporation, shares his story on the importance of using insight scenarios. Throughout our careers, we have been trained to ask diagnostic questions, deliver value props, and conduct ROI studies. It usually doesn't work. Best case, we can argue with the customer about numbers, purely a left brain exercise which turns buyers off. Large companies are often very adept at explaining what their products do, but not as adept at explaining how and why their customers use their products. Most companies, Oracle included, have made a great effort to become more customer-focused, and there have been a lot of sales training programs put into place to accomplish that. However, I've observed over the years that many of those programs didn't seem to help much, because salespeople don't know the real stories behind why their customers bought and how their customers actually use their products. Al Gore, Zero to Hero. Irrespective of your political beliefs, I'm sure you will agree that the change in Al Gore, once he learned the power of storytelling, was nothing short of striking. You may remember in 1999 that the Washington Post published a poll that concluded that 56% of the American public described the vice president as very boring or somewhat boring. Being described as boring for a politician is the equivalent of a salesperson on their last improvement plan. But when Al learned to tell a story with the An Inconvenient Truth presentation, he won an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Nobel. But we already tell stories. You think that your sales team is already effective at sharing insightful stories with customers? Well, here's a quick way to check. Write down the three biggest gaps between what your prospective customers believe and what they need to believe to buy your product. Pick one and ask a few random salespeople what story they would tell to bridge this gap. Do not give them time to prepare. Customers are impatient, so they will not have time to develop their story in front of a customer. Tell them that if they lapse into explaining what your product does, then they have failed, because they will have flooded the customer with too much information. The good news is that this information is already in your sales force, because a few members of your sales team are exceeding quota. And if you can zero in on what the insightful scenarios that your top performers tell, you can then put them into a consistent format. The rest of your team will then have the magic sauce to inspire your customers to buy. Even if members of your team do not deliver these customer insights as stories, but instead through customer conversations, the story format is a simple way to package this information, since stories are easy to recall in the heat of a sales call. In fact, according to Jerome Bruner, a cognitive psychologist, a fact wrapped in a story is 22 times more memorable than one that is not. Because these insight scenarios are made by salespeople for salespeople, your team members will not feel that you are imposing just another sales methodology on them. In fact, unlike other sales training programs that become shelfware, your salespeople can use the stories created in this manner the very next day with customers.